Meetings between Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat and President Clinton will resume this evening at the White House after a break. Mr. Arafat agreed to come to Washington after a 45-minute phone call with the president on New Year's Day. The White House says today's effort is designed to make sure the Palestinian leader fully understands Mr. Clinton's proposals for resolving core problems in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Israeli leaders say they will accept the proposals as a basis for negotiation, but only if the Palestinians do. Joining us from the White House is NPR's Ted Clark. Ted, presumably today's talks are not just an explanation of the president's ideas.
No, Linda, you're right. These talks are much more than that. The president's ideas, after all, have been pretty thoroughly explained to both sides. But Arafat has been lukewarm at best to the president's ideas, and he wants modifications to those ideas, additions to those ideas. In fact, he sent a letter to the White House in which he explained that the president's ideas cannot be the sole basis for a final agreement. So Arafat is looking for changes. But the president has said if there is to be an Israeli-Palestinian peace agreement, it is within the parameters of the ideas that he proposed, that is, the president proposed on December 23rd. So, you know, American diplomats don't like the word pressure, but no doubt that is what Arafat is feeling from the White House today, tremendous pressure to say yes to the president's ideas.
Now, President Clinton has proposed a trade-off. Israel would drop its claim of sovereignty over parts of East Jerusalem, and in return, Mr. Arafat would drop the demand that Palestinian refugees and their descendants be allowed to return to Israel. That's a painful dilemma for Mr. Arafat, I take it.
A very painful dilemma. The right of return, as it's known, is at the core of the Palestinian movement. There are about 4 million refugees in camps in Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, and elsewhere. And many of those refugees say they must be allowed to return to their family homes in Israel. Israeli officials say that cannot happen. So it's a big problem, and Arafat cannot jettison the refugees without causing a furious reaction among the Palestinian people. And what he would get in return under Mr. Clinton's proposal is sovereignty over parts of East Jerusalem, but this part of the proposal gets a little vague. For example, Israel has not said definitively that it would drop its claim of sovereignty over the Muslim holy sites in the Old City, which is a must for Arafat. It's one of his core demands. Also, Palestinian negotiators are worried about the details of the deal, worried that the details could eventually favor Israel in the end. And finally, many Palestinians feel that the uprising that's now going on, the Intifada, is much more likely to achieve Palestinian goals than negotiations are.
So is there much hope that today's meeting will produce a breakthrough, Ted?
White House officials are saying very little about that. They just say they want to make sure Chairman Arafat understands the president's proposals. But unless both the Israelis and the Palestinians accept the president's ideas, Mr. Clinton has said there's no point in talking further. So there's not a lot of hope right there. Prime Minister Barak does not sound optimistic about a final deal before Mr. Clinton leaves office. Barak told the Israeli media that his first priority is reducing the ongoing violence. And he said there's no way to carry out contacts and negotiations with the Palestinians under these conditions. Palestinian officials have not made predictions, but one said the future of the peace process will be determined at this meeting.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Ted Clark, reporting from the White House.